Great game. Boy, many stories took place in this game. The first quarter, the first half, the second half. It was a challenging halftime in our locker room. Just didn't feel like we were playing up to our capabilities. Still some of those mistakes that we've showed up. And we give our team a lot of credit. Come back in the second half, a couple possessions that were critical possessions in the fourth quarter and made plays in that. So guys really stood up. We knew it was going to be a physical game. We knew it was going to be a tough, low-scoring game and had the ability to do that. Very well-coached team. I said that at the beginning of the week, and that those guys played with tremendous effort. And so to come out, on the road and get a win is big for us.
How'd you challenge them?
Well, I just think that, it's about just being mature and growing up. There's too many mistakes that we're better than doing. There's a chance we could be sitting here talking about that first possession. Here it is on the 1 yard line, and we don't come away with a score. And I think it's, at that point you're saying, come on, we're better than this, and let's execute and get these things done. And so it was a heartfelt talk at halftime.
How impressed were you with Aurelius' presence of mind to get him?
Well, we got a lot of guys that make good decisions, smart decisions, and play, smart football. And just great presence, to get up and go. And we just showed a clip like that on Saturday morning. And we talk about some things that can take place in a game and how you got to take advantage of opportunities. Allen Robinson and Indy got up and took off and ran. They call it dead. But Regis, had the presence to make a big play out of it.
How proud of you, Ben's been a long road to get to this point. How good does it feel to see him succeed like this?
He shows up every week in practice. And he does a great job in special teams. I think for us, you also look at, he got more involved with the offense last week, or against Indy. And have faith in him and go out there in the crunch time and make plays. That's what it's all about. Guys have an opportunity, and when they have that opportunity to capture it.
Does Jalen have a tough first half and then came back and made a play at the end of the game?
I think if you would ask Jalen, he would say that was a battle, that first half. And I think he would say that there's times he got the best of him. But in the second half, we told him, you don't win a game in the first quarter. You just don't. You got to finish. And that's what it was all about. And he finished and, made a critical play.
You mentioned showing the clip about that and emphasizing the point of not stopping on the play if you slip or whatever. Is that something that you really have to be cognizant of?
I think so. We didn't talk about specifically Soldier Field, but I think just overall awareness.
Blake, why was A-Rob out of the game at that juncture to even allow that?
I'm not sure. Sometimes we change the tempo in the game. We decided to go, a little bit more no huddle. And we did it. I'm not sure exactly when it was. We talked about it and said, we just need to stimulate our guys and get them going a little bit. So I know when you go no huddle, you see more rotation.
Blake, you kind of struggled early second half. Did you want to go maybe up tempo a little earlier? I think you should have.
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes, it's like with the defense. Sometimes if you feel them not having a lot of energy, you make calls that promote energy. you bring pressure in. And sometimes it stimulates your whole defense. And I think at that time we just felt like going no huddle was stimulate the whole offense. So you got to pick and choose your time. I mean, something that we look at. Obviously, we still got a lot of questions on offense. We're not running the ball like we want. We're not moving the ball like we're capable of moving it. So we have to take a hard look at that. I know we did in the bye week, but every week is different. And there's a lot of messages out there for us, and we got to find some answers to this.
Is that when he's at his best, though, when you just let him go out there?
Well, that's what we'll talk about and see.
What was the key on third down defensively in the second half?
We try to play a lot of tight coverage, man coverage in the first half, and we just brought more pressure in the second half.
Go back to Ramsey for a second. Did you have to give him a little pep talk at halftime saying, hey, did you have to change his technique at all?
No. I didn't have to talk to him. Challenge him. Challenge the whole team. We did do that.
Blake need something good to happen?
Well, I think, it's a game, it's challenging. NFL, man, it is hard. It's challenging on a quarterback and throughout the whole game. But you know what? We had a couple possessions left in the third and fourth quarter that we had to take advantage of, and he came through for us. So his frustration level maybe, he just wants it consistently throughout the whole game. And we've got to work towards that. But not frustration where it affected him in the third and fourth quarter.
How much can you unlikely comeback. I mean, you were down 13-0. Can this springboard you guys?
Well, that's, you know, we talk about, we have the capabilities of doing this. I just think we have to mature as a team. You know, we have to grow up as a team. And I think when you go and experience this, this is a good sign. It's a good step towards that. It doesn't mean we are, but it means we're capable of doing it. And so we just got to, you know, learn that. We expected to come in here and play well, though. We really did. We expected to come in here after the bye week, came back, good practices the whole week. We expected to come in and play well.
I was a little surprised after the one play. You guys had a good drive to open the game, the pick, obviously. But then it almost looked like it deflated the offense. Are you a little surprised that that lingered? Or did it linger?
Well, I don't know. We didn't execute, you know, and some of those penalties popped up. I don't know the total number of penalties. I think they were down a little bit, but we still had some. And, you know, put us in some tough situations. There were some three and outs that we had during the game, you know. So, again, it comes back to just executing. You know, when you take a look at a game, usually it's, you know, you hurt yourself. And, you know, that's, I think, what we realized today as a team, especially in the first half, in the locker room at halftime. I think we realized that.
How first were you with Aaron Coleman?
Good. I mean, to come back, we play a lot of man coverage now, a lot of man coverage. And that's, you're lined up on a guy and you got to win. And we challenged him throughout. I thought the defense really played hard. The time of possession was greatly in Chicago's favor. And we went out there in critical times and had to come up with stops, at least hold him to a field goal, even the turnover that we had. So I thought the defense really stood up in with the time of possession, the way it was, the way it played out.
How do you keep hope in the third quarter when nothing's really going right?
Well, you know, we talk about the character of this team, and that's what I said in there. There's times you're going to count on that character, and today was one of those days.